WMFO, Toss Freeform Radio, right here in Medford, 10:02 in the morning. Mike on the mic here today. How are you? Hope you're good. Let's see. We're here until 11 a.m. and got some in-studio guests that are going to join us in just a second. But let me not be rude and let me tell you what I played, because that's what I do. Started off with something new, as I always do. A Massachusetts native, Quinn Sullivan's got a new record out called Midnight Highway. That was Crazy Into You. And it was crazy. That guy is crazy. He's not an old guy at all. Crazy. Quinn Sullivan, once again, Crazy Into You. Dave Mason after that, from 1970's Alone Together CD. That was Shouldn't Have Took More Than You Give. I don't think he gets any points for grammar there, but I don't think he cares, and neither do I. White Flag was the artist that was next, from the CD called I'm Alone, No You're Not. Obviously, they're conflicted. That was called... I typed it wrong, didn't I? Yeah, I did. I actually played after that was a request for Tom Ruprecht, a band called Joseph, and that was White Flag. I'll fix that. And just finished up with him once again, another request, Michael Linsky. You wanted to hear something called Starbird from 2016's Midnight Palms EP. The Donkeys is the artist. That was a really cool track. Thank you very much for that. All right, like I said, I've got some folks coming in here, Zeke Duckworthy and Melissa Anderson, but they asked me to play something. I'm not really sure what this is, but it's in the CD player here before they come on. Let me just play this. It seems like it'll give some reverence to their appearance. This is WMFO. It's not what I wanted to do at all. I just was sort of trying to do something interesting. But let me try this. This is really what they wanted to do. And you'll see, it's a really nice introduction here at WMFO. Morning, everybody. It's WMFO, about 7 minutes after 10 here in the morning. And I told you, that's a really nice, reverential way to bring in my in-studio guests, Zeke Duckworthy and Melissa Anderson. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. How are
you? Good, good, good. Nice to see you again.
Can you even hear me through this thing?
Can hear you. That's mic four is always a weird mic.
All right, there we go.
That's better. Okay. Got your nice dulcet tones coming through.
Good grief.
Yeah, so I think you were with me here last summer, the end of last summer.
Yeah, we came in. Thank you so much for
right?
that.
And then we were going to do it again, maybe in December. And one of you two, not Zeke. Oh, it must be Melissa. You had a red eye that you took, and it just sort of destroyed you.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought that I would be able to get up at the next day after flying in from China and sing. But I was pretty
human beings can't
out.
Do that kind of stuff.
No.
All right, well, welcome. And Zeke, if you would, tell me a little bit about why you wanted me to play that piece by Chopin.
Well, you can never go wrong listening to Chopin.
Point taken.
You know, Chopin's just the great poet of the piano, one of the all-time redeemers of humanity, in my opinion.
And I know yes, sir.
Melissa has played that song on piano. She's a very fine piano player. Go ahead, say something.
I don't know.
Okay. You guys.
Well, there's something about Chopin which is, it's melancholy but also sweet. Particular piece is Prelude in E minor. It always is appropriate. You know, even if the next thing you listen to is Iggy. You know, you can't go wrong. Or Tom Waits, you know.
Yeah.
You throw in some Chopin in the middle.
It was really lovely. So I'm happy that you've got your guitar with you, because that means you're going to play some stuff and sing with Melissa. I always love that. And you wanted me to cue something up on the CD here on track 12. Do you want to play live first, or do you want to play
I'll play something called Sister Mountain.
Okay.
And then we can play something off the CD.
Sounds like a plan, man. Here's Zeke and Melissa here in Studio A.
Thinking I have to go someplace else with my heart. Sunshine on the street just shows me you're not there. Cold moonlight on my pillow. Well, I know you're not the lion kind, and lion's bad for the peace of mind. Better off tell me you want to go back home to Sister Mountain and live without me. Well, money's just a way of storing up spare time, baby. But I spent all my time loving you. If I had any money, I'd buy a ticket, leave this old town. Lord, I don't know what to do.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
That was terrific. Tell me a bit about Sister Mountain. How'd that come about? I hadn't heard that before, have I?
I think that's on the CD, but I don't think I've played it live here.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah.
That's the first song I ever played out live.
No kidding.
I played it at the old radio, which is now Thunder Road, a couple of years ago, kind of shortly after I wrote it. And I was like really bashful and nervous.
You know, I can't imagine that.
Radio was you know that place. I think Eldridge Rodriguez was Eldrod was playing, and they said, "Yeah, we're taking a break. Get up and play." So I said, "You know, I'd sort of been wanting to play out." And they had a guitar, and they said, "Get up and play." And I realized this is one of these minutes where, like, if you don't, you're going to be like forever in your own mind.
And it's not only that; it's not your guitar,
right.
And you didn't plan on it.
So I sat there on the stage, and there were about 40 people in the room, and I was like, you know, really quiet. I could barely, you know, like that. But like, nobody threw rocks at me, so I decided, well, maybe this isn't that bad, and it got better after that. But it, there's just something about the image in that song. Is it, you know, guys beaten down,
very beaten down.
Everybody, yeah. Well, you know my songs. There aren't all that many that are happy. The next one that I'm going to play after the CD is kind of happy.
Okay.
By comparison.
All right, we look forward to that.
All right. So this next one we're going to play, Melissa, who is sitting next to me live, and I were over at Club Passim in August, and we got up, and for some reason it came out pretty good, and there was a recording of it, so here it is.
What's the name of it?
It's called Crowned by Rose.
Beautiful. Okay, here's Zeke and Melissa together, live at Passim.
Track 12, right?
You got it. Okay, here we go.
These are just, you know, real cheerful songs.
There's Zeke and Melissa live at Club Passim. I'm sorry, did you tell me when that was?
That was in August, about 6 months ago, 5 months ago.
Okay.
That's a great club. Anybody who is not doing anything on Tuesday night should come over and listen to the open mic there. This town, of course, has really big performers and performance venues. And not so much about us, but anytime you go out to, like, the Lizard or... Thunder Road, any of these places, Terry O'Reilly's on Wednesdays, you're always going to be entertained. And you're going, if you're a musician, you're going to learn something every time.
Mm-hmm. And I know you play out a lot.
Yeah, we try. We just played at the Lizard, actually, last Monday. Mm-hmm. It's a great place.
All right. So you're going to treat us to a couple more live acoustics here.
Yeah, I went on tour in September. I went down to Oklahoma to this thing called the Illinois River Jam, where you get, you know, like real good people out of the Tulsa scene playing. John Fulbright was there. Yeah, it was great. But I got a chance to play a few songs there. And on the way down, I also went to Texas and Nashville on the tour, but the main part of the story is, like, on the way down, I drove, and the way I went was through Morgantown, West Virginia, and then south on one of those highways, and I got it was like in the middle of the night as I was driving through, and there's this town called Jane Lou, L-E-W, and something about the, like, how could a town have that name, you know? And also, you're in the middle of nowhere, you're 50 miles from Morgantown, 50 miles from the next town down there, and so something about that, you know, just struck me, and I wrote this song called Lou Jane, which is this one.
Okay.
She told me she don't drink anymore. Has people someplace, New York City or Nashville, I don't rightly recall, where something called thieves oil sticks to the breeze. Something that I won't forget, I won't forget. Once in a while, watch her pass by, think to myself, might as well lust for the moon, might as well pity the blue of the sky, might as well long for the sky.
Hey, you know, I really like that. And while you're doing that, I'm wondering, you know, when you're driving through, and did you think about when you write the words? Did you do any research about Jane Lou and who she was? Or
afterwards, I did.
Oh, but did the lyrics come to you just out of the confines of your mind?
I pulled over, like,
oh, did
10
you?
Miles south of the exit.
That's the best thing you could have told me.
It's true. That's and I wrote down, like, immediately, it was like, Lou Jane lives on the river. Lives all alone down south of Morgantown. So, like, why is she there? Where'd she come from?
That's
she's mysterious. She's dark and she's pretty, and she's not 21.
And you know, honestly, Z, your voice is mysterious too. Just the gravel that you have to it just helps a song like that an awful lot.
Well, it's
yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, see, now, fortunately, I mean, that's very kind of you, but let's face it, that's a lie.
And no, but it's not even an alternate fact.
Okay. Well, okay, yeah. By the way, I was admiring the toilet paper in the bathroom.
Yeah, isn't that great? You've got, yeah, it's got a picture of our president on it.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, it's nice. Somehow right. Appropriate.
Let's see here. Okay, so here's one that's an older song, and I will be joined by the fabulous Melissa Anderson on this one here.
What is this one called?
This one's called Lonesome Road. And what are you going to do after this? After this, we'll spin a tune.
Yeah, okay. We'll spin the Joe Pug one.
All right, okay. So this one's called Lonesome Road. It's sort of a old school, like if as a songwriter you could aspire to Harlan Howard, you know, the guy, Three Chords and the Truth, that guy.
Okay.
Young dog gets up early and he goes out in the yard. He don't know that life is short, don't know that life is hard. Before my eyes turn cloudy, before my hair turn gray, that's the way I used to be. The way I used to be. Young love fills the sky with lightning, sets the world ablaze. Young love never fears the parting when the days get shorter. When the love seems long ago, something that happened long ago,
I used to know.
Hold on to your frights and might, man, don't you let it go. Memory can feed you sometimes till you have to go
down that long, lonesome road. I'll see you someday
down that lonesome road. Honey, you can be my heart, you can be my friend. We can be together, we can never end. We can never end. Memory and passion, all we ever know, till we have to go down that long.
Down that lonesome road.
Where was that long, lonesome road? Where was that?
It's in your heart.
Is it one of many? Yeah, okay.
It's in your heart.
Okay.
I do remember when my dog, who's no longer with me, got up early and he went out in the yard. That part. But now I have another dog, so.
It's hard to lose a dog.
Yeah.
It's a member of the family.
Yeah. But sometimes they give you something in return, even when they leave, like that song.
Oh, absolutely great. All right, let's spin one track that you had asked for, and we'll talk about it afterwards. This is WMFO in Medford.
I've come to know the wish list of my father. I've come to know the shipwrecks where he wished. I've come to wish aloud among the overdressed crowd, come to witness now the sinking of the ship, throwing pennies from the sea top next to it. And I've come to roam the forest past the village with a dozen lazy horses in my cart. I've come here to get high, to do more than just get by. I've come to test the timber of my heart. Oh, I've come to test the timber of my heart. And I've come to be untroubled in my seeking. And I've come to see that nothing is for naught. I've come to reach out blind, to reach forward and behind. For the more I seek, the more I'm sought. Yeah, the more I seek, the more I'm sought. The sheriff and his posse, to offer him the broadside of my jaw. I've come here to get broke, then maybe bum a smoke. We'll go drinking two towns over after all. Oh, we'll go drinking two towns over after all. And I've come to meet the legendary takers. I've only come to ask them for a lot. Oh, they say I come with less than I should rightfully possess. I say the more I buy, the more I'm bought. And the more I'm bought, the less I cost. And I've come to take their servants and their surplus. And I've come to take their raincoats and their speed. I've come to get my fill, to ransack and spill. I've come to take the harvest for the seed. I've come to take the harvest for the seed. The manger that you sleep in. I've come to be the stranger that you keep. I've come from down the road, and my footsteps never slowed. Before we met, I knew we'd meet. Before we met, I knew we'd meet. And I've come here to ignore your cries and heartaches. I've come to closely listen to you sing. I've come here to insist that I leave here with a kiss. I've come to say exactly what I mean. And I mean so many things. And you've come to know me stubborn as a butcher. And you've come to know me thankless as a guest. Recognize my face when God's awful grace strips me of my jacket and my vest and reveals all the treasure in my chest.
It's WMFO Medford. Mike on the mic here. How you doing? It's 10:32 almost in the morning. I'm here with my guests, Zeke Duckworthy and Melissa Anderson. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Let's talk a little bit about that great artist that you just introduced us to. And I had never heard of Joe Pug. And you said he's got a whole host of work. That was from 2008, that one there.
Yeah, he dropped out of college, moved to Chicago to become a carpenter, and just started writing songs. And you know, he's obviously in the Dylan, John Prine end of the spectrum, and the guy's a freaking genius. He's just, you know, he's great. And that song right there is it gets you.
It was Joe Pug from 2008's Nation of Heat EP. That was Hymn Number 101. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a Hymn Number 76, Hymn Number 35. He's you know, he plays serious stuff, you know.
So, yeah.
But he also, you know, he's like Chopin. You can, anytime, you know, it's always in good. It's like you can always show up, no matter what your crowd is. If you show up in a Jaguar, you're always in good taste. It's kind of like that, you know.
Uh-huh. All right, well, speaking of good taste, we're going to get to hear you play not one, but two back-to-back here. The first one is what, Zeke?
It's called Big Sky Blues.
Big Sky Blues, live here.
Again, this is not, we're not talking happiness here. My heart is done and busted. My life is much the same. Don't see much point in carrying on. Cold, cold eyes. Cold, cold words. Cold, cold lies. Water on the flame. Winnings for the young. Losing, that's for me. Whiskey ain't no comfort. The highway ain't no freedom. No salvation I can see. No salvation that I see. Big sky west of Flathead. Clouds of pain. Don't know how I got here. Won't be coming back again. Won't be coming home. Again. No ambition for another love. Take my bottom dollar now. Take this broken lover's dream. Ain't no echo when I scream. There is solitary silence. These hills are lost and empty. Even they don't know my name. No more picture in the frame. Cold, cold eyes. Cold, cold words. Cold, cold lies.
Terrific. That was called that was called Big Sky Blues. I'm all excited about the next one. That was Zeke solo, of course, here live in Studio A. Big Sky Blues, like you said, not a lot of happiness in that one.
No, guy's miserable.
But I'm awfully happy about this next. This is the cover you're going to do, you and Melissa?
Yeah.
Very excited about this.
People probably know this one, so I won't even introduce it.
Okay, that works for me. Live in Studio A, everybody, and Zeke and Melissa together.
Your breath is sweet and weak. Your eyes like two jewels in the sky. Your back is straight. Your hair is smooth on the pillow where you lie. But I don't sense affection. No gratitude, no love. Your loyalty, it is not to me, but to the stars above.
One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
Daddy, he's an outlaw and a wanderer by trade. He'll teach you how to pick and choose and how to throw the blade. He oversees his kingdom so no stranger does intrude. His voice, it trembles as he calls out for another plate of food.
One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
Your sister sees the future like your mother and yourself. You don't know how to read or write, there's no books upon your shelf. But your pleasure knows no limits. Your voice is like a meadowlark. Your heart is like the ocean, mysterious and dark.
One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
It's one of my favorite songs ever. And you know, for you guys, it's just perfect. Really, really perfect.
It's pretty, yeah, it's, you know, portentous. It's Dylan at his best.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for doing that, yeah. For sure.
What do we got here?
All right, so do you you brought some great music to play. There was something from Nick Drake that you wanted to hear.
Yeah, Nick Drake's sister, who's an accomplished actress, of course, posthumously put out a collection of 20-something songs called, I think it's called Family Tree. Family Tree.
Yeah.
And they're recorded not in a studio. This particular one was recorded, I think, in his living room. And it's a song by a great, great songwriter who, if anything is, you know, if you think that, you know, Townes Van Zandt had a rough life, which he did, mm-hmm. read up on Jackson C. Frank, who is probably the most tragic character of all time. It's just like biblical. And he at one point he went out with Sandy Denny, and I would credit him with persuading Sandy Denny to quit her job as I think she was a dental technician or something, and become, you know, Sandy Denny mm-hmm. at Fairport Convention, mm-hmm. and the rest is history. So this is a song by him called Milk and Honey, done by
Nick Drake.
This is good stuff.
Here. Okay, we'll be back after this here at WMFO.
I don't think any other songs to do. What could I do? That would be interesting. Gold and silver is the autumn, soft and tender are the skies. Yes and no answers written in my true love's eyes. Autumn's leaving, winter's coming. I think that got to leave her and find another. I've got to sing my heart's true song. Round and round the burning circle, all the season. One, two, and three. Autumn leaves, and then the winter. Spring is born and wanders free. Gold and silver burns my autumns. All too soon they'd fade and die, and then I'd know they'd be no others. Milk and honey, where they lie.
I love that guitar playing. Don't know the track, but the great Nick Drake with Milk and Honey. That was terrific.
Yeah.
I love that.
If you get anybody who's listening to this might want to just check out Jackson C. Frank. He was from the Buffalo area. Passed away actually in Great Barrington, Massachusetts a while ago. But he had one album that was actually produced by Paul Simon, who he knew when they were both busking in London.
Wow. Can't imagine Paul Simon busking.
Yeah. Check out his album. He's just, great.
Okay, so you'd like to play something live. This is you solo or you and Melissa?
No, this is me solo. This one's called Hurting. Although you could feel free to say, I don't think you've ever heard this one before.
I don't think I've heard it. I'm
going to
let you.
Okay. Here's Zeke, everybody, live in Studio A.
No surprise that everybody's hungry. No surprise when anybody lies. I thought the road was true. Yeah, I thought that you were too. I'm so sorry you are hurting. Not to worry about a thing. I saw you last a couple of decisions ago. The mirror doesn't recognize me now. The pool gets empty though the time don't really flow. I stagger like a man behind the plow. I stagger like I'm pushing on the plow. Somebody said something at the window. I looked up and saw a shadow at the door. I went and changed my strings. You changed a couple things. Played me a song you might have heard before. There's a hole in my soul where light used to be. And amps of misery. Oh, emptiness, watch over me. I don't want to miss you anymore. A town's just poets cringing on the sidewalk. Bankers waving from their boats. The people bob and scream, it's a bad policeman's dream. I'm so sorry you are hurt. Be calm, don't worry about a thing. Light is low and getting lower. Seems the sickness here is getting worse. Reading from the notes, bleeding from the throats. Yeah, every drop contains the universe. Every single word in every verse. Time is running short, I barely notice. I hardly see the wolves run down the hall. Lean back into it all. Lean back until I fall. I don't want to miss you anymore. I'm so sorry you are hurting. Shouldn't look behind the curtain. I can't stand to miss you anymore.
That's terrific, Zeke. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was called Hurting. I want to remind everybody that your latest CD is called Bad Road Trip.
Yeah.
And we talked about that before. It's just what you might think a bad road trip was. But it resulted in this great CD that I've got in my hand here. It's, let me see, it's about 11 tracks. And I think, Melissa, you're on one of the tracks on here.
No,
right?
She's on a few of them, yeah.
Okay.
Actually,
two of them, I think.
I've put out, you know, because you got to market. You know, so I'm putting out a bonus version,
okay,
which it costs a big $7. And the bonus version also has the track "Crowned by Rose" on it with Melissa, that live track that we played at the beginning.
Okay, is it that that recording?
Yeah, it's that recording.
Perfect.
It's sort of hard to beat that one. Let's see, what do we have here? We're going.
And let me just promote you a little bit more. I know we're running out of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Duckworthy.com is
right.
Where folks can go visit you if they want to email you at Zeke. At duckworthy.com.
That is correct. Yeah.
That's correct.
Please
and
do.
Please do. Okay, please continue.
So I guess we'll do two songs here. What do we have? We've got 11 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
How long is that Cowboy Junkie song? It's, is that too long to play?
3:38.
All right, play that.
All right. Well, cover me while I cue this up just a little
all
bit.
Right, this is Cowboy Junkies who were on that last tour that Towns Van Zandt was prepping for when he didn't make it down the stairs that time, right before he passed on. Sweet Jane.
Okay, it's WMFO.
Ever played a part?
You know, I'm a real big fan of covers, and what a great cover that is. Lou Reed, Sweet Jane.
Yeah, you know, and again, I was...
Cowboy Junkies.
We were talking during the break about that you wouldn't think that they'd be from Canada, but there you go.
Right, there you go.
All right, so this song, since we're kind of running up against here, I'm going to just jump into it. It's called Purple Harbor, and it came from this dream that I had about... This is a new song. It's maybe a month old.
Okay.
There was a story in the news about how they've got a... set of buoys out in the North Atlantic, and they recorded waves in between Iceland and England, which, if you've ever been to England, you've flown over that area. It's where the Titanic went down, that area.
Okay.
And they recorded a wave that was 65 feet high. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was dreaming that I was on my mattress, and my mattress was floating at sea, and there were 60-foot waves. Same sun in every town, same moon when the sun goes down. Never meant to go to sea, now waves tower over me. Take my rest and hide away from the angry night. Mighty swells where wildness dwells, and caution blue and the water black. Ain't no coming back, rising higher than the stars. I knew the drill. Hill doesn't mean I don't regret it. Once you see, you can't forget. Purple Harbor calling me, never meant to go to sea. Now waves tower over me.
All right, that was Purple Harbor from that dream. You know, view on a mattress, man. 65-foot waves. All right, so Melissa, you're going to join for one more?
Yeah, this, okay. this is our hit song, our CD.
Yeah, this is on this CD. It's called 13.
Never mind the wind. Never mind the rain, never mind the door.
Walking out won't be back again.
Oh
my sister,
oh my brother,
just a way to pray. The attention that I pay to the clouds, just a way to say one thing or another.
Never mind the wind, never mind the rain, never mind the days that won't come round again. The days are gone, they won't be back again.
The river is moving, the blackbird must be flying.
When the wind is blowing, sky is crying,
I know 13 ways of calling out your name.
Thank you, you guys. I really enjoy that song. That is from your latest record called Bad Road Trip, and that was 13. Zeke Duckworthy, Melissa Anderson, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. You've got to come back again when you get, you said you're working on some new stuff, maybe a bonus tracks to this one, who knows?
Yeah, Melissa is about to depart the country on a long educational trip to the faraway other side of the world, so this is breaking my heart. But we're going to record, we're going to go into the studio before that happens, and we'll put out another, at least an EP, probably in April-ish.
Okay, wonderful. Look forward to that. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Okay, just about 11 o'clock here on WMFO. Something About the Women with Liz is coming up next. I'm going to leave you with something new from Connor Oberst, really just to give Liz some time to sort of get set up. This is from a new record he's got, and it's a single called A Little Uncanny. I'm Mike. I'll be here again next week at 9. Thank you so much for listening.
Taking the bait, we were talking the big talk, never playing it safe. Looking good as Jane Fonda on a Vietnam tank. You can't get something for nothing, gotta energize your base. But she was young enough, she was blonde enough, she was about that perfect tan. Millions of admirers, but not one single friend. But it's a little uncanny what she managed to do.